morning, and thank you guys for tuning in. It is Monday, October 21st, and today we're going to talk about equanimity, okay? I heard it on a podcast yesterday, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to talk about that. So we're going to get right into that, but before we do that, we'll do some quick updates on what I'm up to. Rolling out about, I think, like the sixth or seventh week here at Xerox. I'm headed into the office now, and then later today I'll be driving down to Long Island for a training Tuesday through Thursday, and then Tuesday through Friday. Friday that wraps up, and then I'll be headed over to the city, and then to Brooklyn to meet up with my buddy Lukey P. So I'm pretty excited about that. I've never been to New York City, so this is going to be pretty new for me. Very excited about that. So yeah, I'll keep you guys posted as to how that goes. But yeah, so what I want to talk about is equanimity. So I was listening to a podcast with Brian Rose. It was the London Real, and he had a guy on there. I forget his name, but he was a former bodybuilder, and now he's a big-time yogi. And equanimity is a word that's used in, you know, yogic teachings quite often. It might even be one of the core principles. I'm not sure. But the way he described it was to not be overly affected by either a positive or negative experience. And I don't know if that's exactly how he described it, but I loved it, because at the end of the day, regardless of what happens to us, ultimately we are the ones that have the opportunity to decide what a certain event means to us. You know, and this is the fundamental teaching, or the fundamental secret behind why some people can get cut off in traffic and smile at somebody and wave them on and slow down. And other people will speed up, drive by them, flip them off, get pissed off, and have it ruin their day. This is the secret. It's funny because as I'm saying that, I had a guy drive up right next to me. So equanimity, why is that so important? Well, here's why it's important. Because you can control how you give meaning to the events in your life, but you can't control the events in your life. I mean, unless you're a freak mystic and psychic and like superpower, you know, who's got crazy superpowers, you just don't have the capabilities to control the events in your life. So why, instead of trying to control and with passive-aggressive or aggressive behaviors, the people or the situations around you, instead, gain all of your power back by saying, okay, here's what this means. Now, what am I going to do about it? Okay? So, for example, a big component of when it comes to equanimity and turning negative experiences into positive ones is learning. This is a big one that so many people skip over. If you have a negative experience, okay, there's really probably one or two things that you need to do. If you have a negative experience, instead of getting upset, instead of getting pissed off, instead of getting, you know, instead of fleeing, a lot of people have an emotional reaction, a knee-jerk reaction, and they want to run away, all right? They have a bad day at work, a bad week at work, and they want to quit their job and find a new one. Here's how life works. You're going to end up repeating, manifesting the same experience in a new job. So instead, okay, you need to lean into one of two things. You need to either lean into learning, what is this event teaching me? What is this emotional trigger teaching me that I need to incorporate into my being? Okay, how do I need to change my mindset? How do I need to change my perspective and my beliefs about people and myself so that I can go on about my day without having an emotional trigger and want to attack somebody when this event or situation or scenario presents itself? Okay, so step one, if something happens that pisses you off, what can I learn from this? Okay, what is this teaching me? The second thing, okay, maybe you can change it. That's number two. So the first one is learning. Number two is change, control. All right, maybe there's an action that you need to take that you're not taking, that you're delaying, that you're procrastinating, that you're crippled by fear, okay? You just gotta do it. You gotta find the courage to do it, okay? And one way to do this is to amplify the pain of what will happen 2 months, 2 years, 2 decades down the road if you don't do it. For example, you know, what you could, a lot of people don't want to step into their dreams or start their taking action towards their dreams today because they're afraid that they might be ridiculed or they're afraid they might fail. Instead of visualizing what might happen if you mess up, visualize what's going to happen 20, 30 years from now if you don't take action. Allow that pain to be stronger. That will help motivate you to take action today. Okay, so that's the second thing. Okay, equanimity, it can be shown to find equanimity. You might need to take action. Okay, and the third thing is acceptance. Sometimes in order to find equanimity in our lives, we need to shift ourselves into a state of acceptance. Okay, maybe there's something that you don't necessarily have to learn something from. Maybe there's something you can't control. It's outside of your control. Maybe it's another person. Maybe it's another, maybe it's a boss. Maybe it's a coworker that you can't directly control. You know, maybe it's a situation. Maybe you lost a loved one and life is forcing you. It's offering you an opportunity to practice acceptance. Okay. That is a way that you can also step into equanimity. What is equanimity? Equanimity is not being overly reactive or dramatically affected by either positive or negative experience. When you are in a state of equanimity, you're just being. You're just allowing your highest self to come through, whatever that manifestation is. Okay, and you're not being a reactive, knee-jerk, you know, you're not stepping into a knee-jerk pattern cycle of just reacting. That's what you don't want, okay? Because what's the ultimate goal here? Well, let me guys give you a step into where I'm coming from. Where I'm coming from is that I believe that every single one of us are conscious creators as humans. So we come into this world with a given amount of trauma or specific circumstances called our karma. That's our given karma. And what we do with that is up to us. But you can allow that past to carry with you and cause you to complain and be ungrateful the rest of your life. And it can be the reason why you fail. And it can be the reason you suffer. It also can be the reason that you succeed. It also can be the reason why your pain can be the reason why you choose to inspire other people and heal and lift yourself and others up every day. You get to decide that, okay? So, yeah, so coming back full circle to equanimity now, okay? We are conscious creators in this world. We're conscious creators. We're here to manifest our desires, and it's a playful, I genuinely believe life is a playful atmosphere. Okay, it can be playful, it can be fun and enjoyable. It should be. It should be peaceful. It should be happy. It's our natural state, is joy and peace. You know, I do believe that we are born good. Okay, and that we are that evil is taught, that hate is taught, separation is taught through the ego, through the identification of selves. And equanimity is important because one must be calm and take action from an equanimous state of mind and being in order to be more productive at manifesting their desires in this world, right? So if you're constantly reacting to your circumstances, it's going to be very difficult for you to think with a clear head in terms of how is this action going to move me closer to my desires or away. So yeah, guys, equanimity. Ask yourself today, what are the things that trigger me? And ask yourself, am I reacting to life? Or is life reacting to me? Do I find myself flipping back and forth between high emotional states and low emotional states? Or do I find myself glossed over with an overall state of overall well-being? Okay? Where's my emotional intensity? You don't want dramatic emotional intensity. You don't want to flip back and forth. You want this not a flat line, but sort of an overall sense of enjoyment that has, you know, splotches of pain that you can learn from, and splotches of excitement and joy, and splotches of disappointment, right? All of the range of human emotions, but you don't want it flinging back and forth, because we make all of our emotions, all of our actions are grounded in emotion. So we need to be able to develop the ability to remain calm and remain clear-headed in states of disappointment. Okay, so guys, ask yourself today, how equanimous am I? How can I move into a state? I have no idea if that's even a word, equanimous. But reflect on equanimity today. Okay. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you like this, please share with a friend. Please subscribe to the channel. And I will see you again next time.